Okay, so this is a wise mind meditation. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfy. Uncross your legs and arms. Find a comfy spot for your head, your back, your legs. And then just for the first few moments, all I want you to do is focus on your breath. Breathing in nice and deep and slow in through the nose and out through the mouth. Breathing in nice and deep and slow. Feeling the movement of the air coming in and exhaling out, letting go. Really noticing the contact between your arms, your legs, your back in the chair, the furniture, the bed, the sofa, wherever you lay, as you breathe in and out. Really notice the contact between your hands and your arms. Just focusing on that. Breathing in nice and deep and slow. In through your nose. And exhaling out. Noticing the contact between the furniture and your legs, the back of your head. Breathing in, nice and slow when you're ready, in through your nose, filling your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen. And then when you exhale, just blow all your worries away, blowing out any negative energy, blowing it far, far away. Getting rid of the worries, the sense of overwhelm, the frustration, the self-criticism, just blowing it all away so you can enjoy some moments of quiet, calm and peacefulness. Breathing in nice and deep and slow in through the nose. Feeling that fullness as you take that breath in, the fullness in the lungs. And then exhaling, letting that breath out. Blowing away all the frustrations, the overwhelm, the sadness, the judgment, blowing it away. Just cleansing your body of it. Just letting it go. Allowing it to float off into the universe. And again, when you're ready, breathing in nice and deep and slow in through the nose. And exhaling and letting go. And just taking a moment to focus on your hands. Focusing all your energy as you continue to breathe nice and deep and slow in and out. Releasing the negative energy. I'd like you to also focus on your hands. Focusing on the weight of your hands. As if there's a heavy weight, a lead weight attached to each of your wrists. Just all your focus goes to the weight of your hands. As if there's a large, heavy weight dangling down, causing your hands and your wrists to feel heavy. So, so heavy. And then just quietly to yourself, repeat to yourself, my hands are heavy. My hands are heavy. Repeating that 6 times, just quietly to yourself. drawing your attention to your hands and your arms. Heavy weights attached to your wrists. My arms and my hands are heavy. My arms and my hands are heavy. My arms and my hands are heavy. And repeating that 6 times to yourself. And you may have already noticed how they do feel a little heavier. And focusing on your feet, focusing on how heavy your feet feel, as if there's heavy weights or layers upon layers upon layers of blankets over your feet and your legs, and it feels like a heavy, heavy comfort on top of your feet and your legs, and your feet feel very heavy. Heavy blankets, heavy weights attached to your ankles, and your feet feel very heavy. It's a comfortable heaviness. A similar sensation you would have if your legs were under heavy, heavy, warm, cozy blankets, feeling way too heavy, way too warm to even lift. Couldn't even be bothered. And your legs feel heavy, heavy legs. Is it almost as if your legs are made of lead? And focusing on the entire length of your legs, noticing how truly heavy they do feel. And repeating that quietly to yourself 6 times. My feet and legs are heavy. Noticing too heaviness in your eyelids as the eyelids rest against the eyeballs. The eyelids feel heavy, heavy and warm against the eyelids, against the eyes. The eyelids are heavy and warm against the eyeball. The same sense of heaviness when you fall asleep. You can feel the contact, feel the warmth, feel the heaviness. It's as if there's something gently sitting on top of the eyes, making the eyelids heavy. But it's a comfortable heaviness, like you feel when you're about to fall asleep. Repeating that to yourself 6 times. My eyelids are heavy. And noticing too your cheeks. There's a heaviness setting into the cheeks, and the jaw may separate. A heaviness in the cheeks, in the forehead, in the eyes, the whole face, and you can enjoy that comfortable heaviness. My cheeks, my forehead, my eyes are heavy. And repeating that to yourself quietly 6 times. And just taking a moment to notice your hands, your arms, your feet and your legs, how comfortably heavy they feel, how comfortably heavy your entire body is beginning to feel. It's soothing and calming. Noticing too the warmth in your hands and your arms, and repeating quietly to yourself, my hands and arms are warm. Repeating that 6 times. And of course, they truly are growing warmer and heavier. Noticing in your feet and your legs a warmth. And repeating quietly to yourself, my feet and legs are warm. Imagine that warmth. Feel that warmth. Enjoy the warmth. My feet and legs are warm. And focusing on your forehead, your cheeks, your neck. Notice a warmth in your forehead, a warmth in your eyelids, a warmth and a heaviness in your cheeks, your neck, in your shoulders. And repeating to yourself quietly 6 times, my face is warm and heavy. Good, and while you continue to enjoy those sensations, I want you to focus on a very simple message. I want you to focus on that part of you you know to be your wise self. The wise part of yourself is that mature part of yourself. As you continue to relax, feel calm, heavy, and warm, I want you to connect with that wise part of yourself. Wise part of ourselves is a part of ourselves we all have. It's a mature, reasonable, rational, wise part of ourselves. It's a part of ourselves that enables us to think calmly, to remember the evidence, the facts, to focus on the things that we know are good for us. That's the wise part of yourself. And I'd like you to bring to mind an image of the wise part of yourself. It may be you, maybe somebody else you know. And this wise part of yourself may be human or non-human, maybe a character you know from books or movies. It may be someone you know in your life or did know. But this wise part of yourself is the reasonable, rational, wise, sage part of ourselves. It gives us meaningful advice, is able to calm us down. Helps us to use the reasoning part of our brain. This wise part of yourself may be older, younger, taller, shorter, maybe female, male. Just bring to mind an image of who or what symbolizes this wise part of yourself. And just bring that to mind. It doesn't have to be perfect. It's what most immediately comes to mind. And I want you to hold that part of you on the right-hand side. And on the left-hand side, I want you to bring to mind the reactive part of ourself that we all have. This is the immature part of ourselves, the emotional part of ourselves, the part of ourselves that listens usually to emotion only. This is the part of ourselves that engages in old habits, regardless of whether those old habits are helpful. It's the part of ourselves that does things on automatic pilot, chooses foods that are familiar versus foods that are helpful for us, chooses foods that may be high fat and sugars, maybe higher in starches than perhaps our body needs. This is the part of ourselves that chooses more food than we perhaps require. This is the part of ourselves we liken most to that little two-year-old that has the temper tantrum. This is the reactive part of ourselves that reacts on wants, on habits. Connect with that part of yourself. Notice any resistance to connecting to it. Imagine what this part of yourself looks like. It may be somebody you know. Could be a younger, older version of yourself. Could be a non-human entity. Could be like somebody you know in your current life or past, in stories or in movies. But just bring to mind an image of what you think this reactive part of yourself looks like, acts like, sounds like. It's whatever first comes to mind. And just hold that part of yourself off to the left-hand side. So on the right-hand side, you have the wise, mature part of yourself. That'll guide you to make choices that are in keeping with your goals. That'll guide you to make choices that'll make you feel, lead you to feel more confident, self-efficacious, able to do and accomplish the goals you set. And then there's a reactive part of ourself that responds to emotion, habit. And I'd like you to think ahead to tonight's dinner. Think ahead instead perhaps to tomorrow's breakfast, tomorrow's lunch, tomorrow's dinner, whatever, which one you want to focus on. And I want you to imagine for a moment, whether it's tonight's dinner, tomorrow at breakfast, tomorrow at lunch or dinner. Just pick one and imagine what the reactive part of yourself is going to encourage you to choose. What foods is the reactive part of yourself going to entice you, trick you into choosing? And these enticements and tricks may take the form of, you deserve it, go ahead, it doesn't matter, you can start again tomorrow, what the heck, you feel like it, you deserve it. Those might be some of the tricks the reactive part of yourself will play. So just bring to mind what might be some of the choices this part of yourself will guide you to make. Notice any resistance to acknowledging it. Notice any shaming or judging to acknowledging it. Just allow yourself to be as honest as possible. Noticing what you're going to be, what that reactive part of yourself is going to be saying. Notice what you'll be feeling when you listen to the reactive part of yourself. And notice what you would do in response to this reactive part of yourself. So holding that in mind, just off to the left. I'd also like you to imagine how the mature, wise part of yourself is going to guide you. What choices will the mature, wise part of yourself guide you to make? Are those choices in keeping with your goals? How do those choices help you achieve your goals? What is your goal? My goal is to, and finish the sentence, making it a very specific goal, measurable, attainable, realistic, and traceable. What is your goal? My goal is to. And when you think of this wise, mature part of yourself, and you're thinking of your goal, what is your goal for the week? What is your goal for the month? What is your eventual goal? My goal for the week is, my goal for the month is, my eventual goal is, and just finish those sentences with the guidance of your wise, mature part of yourself. And when you think about those goals, how does the wise, mature part of yourself that is there, it's a part of you, guide you to make choices at dinner, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, whichever meal you focus on? How does the wise, mature part of yourself guide you? What choices does it encourage you to make? How does those choices feel? What are the thoughts around those choices? And when you make those choices, how will you feel after? And how does that compare to the choices that you would make if you followed the advice of the reactive part of yourself? What are the differences in how you would feel after the meal? How would you feel about yourself? How would your body feel inside in your tummy? How would your energy be different? How would your mood state be different? How would your sense of accomplishment be different? And when you think ahead to that meal, what is the choice that you make in this moment? Do you choose to follow the reactive part of yourself? Do you choose to follow the wise, mature part of yourself? And after each meal, are you willing to ask yourself, how did I do and what would I do differently? How did I do and what would I do differently? Are you willing to ask yourself that each and every meal? Without shame, without judgment, without blame, simply an exercise in strategizing, an exercise in planning. So taking just a moment again to enjoy the sense of warmth, the sense of heaviness. Enjoy those sensations in your body. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.